You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte after getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
As of right now, there are no real direct impacts to Jaxport here. A spokesperson at Jaxport tells me they've received a few calls from ocean carriers and cargo customers regarding possible cargo diversions, and it's working with tenants and service providers to determine how to accommodate them. That's the short term. There will obviously be long-term implications as all shipping into the Baltimore Harbor is on hold because of the collapse of the bridge. Live team coverage takes us back to Baltimore, and WOKV's Kirsten Garrett as part of our Washington newsroom, and I know you positioned yourself a little bit closer. I'm wondering if you've had a look at the remnants of the bridge collapse and just your initial impressions, Kirsten. You've covered a lot of news through your career, and what I've heard from everyone is just an incredible scene.
So this is actually something I've, as you said, I've definitely covered more than 10 years of news, and I have never seen anything like this before in my career. We have actually set up actually in the back of a neighborhood, and you can still see that cargo ship just sitting there and just what's left of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And as it gets brighter and brighter outside, it's just been astonishing to see just the magnitude of what was there. And I'm just trying to imagine this massive bridge here, and it's gone. And to give you some context, we're probably maybe a quick trip to get to that bridge. Now it's much longer, and the homeowner who actually is letting us use part of their dock, they told us that one of their commutes is often like 45 minutes using the bridge. Without it yesterday, it doubled to an hour and a half one way. So that just shows you quickly the impact that this is having on just regular folks here. But as you mentioned at the top, this is going to have a big impact on the supply chain. We're talking about 850,000 cars that are kind of shipped through this area before they go to car dealerships nationwide. Other trade agencies have been concerned about how this could impact the supply chain moving forward. But a big thing is finding out just how this happened and what happened. We know within the last couple of hours, NTSB Chair Jennifer Homedy, she was on CNN saying that they have gotten that Voyage data recorder. That's the black box for a ship, and they're able to get that overnighted. So that's a big part of the investigation that will really open up just more information, because it contains things like the speed of the boat, GPS position, all these things that will be really helpful for investigators.
You know, on the part of the NTSB investigation, what stood out to me yesterday afternoon in the briefing that I was listening to was she had said that they had not yet been able to board the ship, and they really didn't want to because it was still a search and rescue operation. Now that it's moved into recovery, have they been able to board the ship, investigators? And what's the status of the crew on board? Because they might be vital in addition to the data recorder on what sort of mayday calls were out, which we understand there were, and what efforts were underway in the moments leading up to the hit.
Yeah, no, I know we're still waiting to hear more from the NTSB. I know we are expecting a presser sometime today. We have not been told when those will be. I think a lot of folks are still trying to gather information and obviously listen to that Voyage data recorder. We know a big thing will be hopping on the ship, but also, you know, examining the bridge itself. This is something that was very notable, is that the NTSB said they want to see, you know, how this bridge was constructed. This dates back to the 1970s. So we're talking about probably 50 years old of this bridge. And then even if there should be any safety measures, this is something that NTSB will recommend, is that moving forward, this is how things should be built, or, you know, safety mechanisms. So there are a lot of things that should be opened up today. Another big thing we'll be watching for is what happens, you know, with the investigation, the search for the six remaining workers. We're still trying to find out, you know, how their families have been notified, things of that nature. To our understanding, they may have all worked for the same company. So we aren't expecting the, you know, a big vigil or even like community gathering, at least at this point, just yet. I know sometimes when there are mass casualty events, you know, there are family staging areas. We don't anticipate that same scenario here, but we do know there have been vigils at churches last night. Both the Transportation Secretary and other Maryland leaders have just extended their condolences to these families, because that is, you know, six individuals who were with their families yesterday and are no longer with us today. So still more to learn as this whole thing unravels.
And Kirsten, back in D.C. yesterday, before you left for the hour-long trip up to Baltimore, although traffic obviously is a lot worse now, President Biden weighed in and said, "We will rebuild. The federal government will pay for all of it." Obviously, that's got to get through the Congress, so that may be a vow that he makes. But might there be an appetite in the Congress, given how partisan things are right now, to be able to bring some bipartisanship to this, given how many billions of dollars it's probably going to cost?
Yeah, that is still to be determined, because one big thing to add here, Congress is on a 2-week recess, so nothing could happen, even if they are in support of it, at least until early April. Mm. So that will delay some things. But it is notable that while some congressional folks may be in support of this, we've seen some statements from Republicans saying that they want to see if the insurance company for the ship or even other individuals might be responsible. And the president was asked about this yesterday, and he pointed back at, like, yes, that will happen. But he said in the immediate aftermath, he wants the federal government to step up and help rebuild this area, because for now, I mean, this is a huge impact to the Baltimore area, to the Maryland community. But as we mentioned, honestly, the whole East Coast, because so much trade and shipping happens in this area. We're also watching the president's schedule to see if he will make a visit out here sometime this week. I know yesterday during the same press conference, he said he wants to come to Baltimore, but this time we just don't know when.
All right, WOKV's Kirsten Garris, part of our Washington newsroom in Baltimore this morning, and we'll continue to follow the ongoing search and recovery mission as well as the investigation. That NTSB has really set expectations could take multiple years.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.